My dear friends, change, we often say, is constant. And relationships are not exempted from those changes. But adapting to the changes that occur in relationships is very crucial to the success of that relationship. Marriage is a journey, it's a gift, it's a vocation. It comes with several changes. But it changes doesn't mean that the objectivity of the relationship ought to be neglected. But not handling the changes well becomes tension to living out the vocation in which the man and the woman are invited to participate in. Therefore, adapting to changes in a relationship, marital relationship, is a process that involves communication, understanding, and a willingness to grow together without neglecting the individuality of each other. On this episode, I just bring to you, my dear friends, few points to help couples adapt to changes that occur and that will occur in our relationship, in their relationships. Number one is to communicate openly. Discuss your feelings, expectations and concerns openly. Be honest about how you understand each other's perspectives and find a common ground. I call it ways to align. Align to principles and values that hold you together and helps to deal with the changes that will certainly occur. Number two, embrace the change. Do not deny, do not reject, do not dismiss the change. Marriage is not an event, it's a lifelong journey. So recognizing that change is a natural part of our human life and relationships is very important to responding to those changes instead of reacting to them. Also, to embrace change means to view those changes as an opportunity for growth that can lead to a flourishing and positive outcome. Number three, support each other. Be positive and supportive and patient as both spouses, your spouse, the man or the woman, navigate through the changes. And the changes occur differently for a man and for a woman. But being supportive and patient helps to navigate the changes. Encouragement and understanding can strengthen the bond that helps the man or the woman understand that their individuality and their struggles are not denied, dismissed, or overlooked. Number four, seek common goals. Identify shared goals and work towards them. And this can help redefine your values and your purpose and direction as you navigate those the changes that will occur together. Number five, work as a team. Approach changes as a team. Do not feel, oh, it's not my problem, and ignore the feelings and the invitation to accompany of your spouse. Work as a team. Number six, cultivate flexibility, which means you have to be sensitive in ways that helps you to respond to the changes that is occurring or that will occur in the relationship. Be willing to align, or if you like, compromise and adapt to the new circumstances with an open mind and positive attitude. Number 7, make your relationship a priority, not the changes. Look at the bigger picture. Make the relationship a priority. Even when facing individual changes, make sure that the bigger picture becomes the strength that you lean on, and not to help you not allow the changes to override the priority you have in the relationship. And lastly, if there is need, seek professional help. Sometimes you need someone to help you process what you are feeling or what is the changes that you are experiencing. Seek help. Do not think you can manage the changes by yourself. It can be very overwhelming, and the pressure can be too much. My dear friends, change is inevitable. But with the right attitude, the right approach, couples can adapt and thrive amidst these changes. Change is constant. God bless you as you listen. Please share with your friends.